Pittsburgh's Center for Postnatural History is a unique project that explores organisms altered by humans, from laboratory E. coli to ribless genetically modified mice. The center is known in museum and art circles around the world, and now its founder, Carnegie Mellon art professor Rich Pell, has written a book titled This Is Not an Artifact. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked Pell to define postnatural.
These are living things that have been intentionally altered by people through domestication, selective breeding, even genetic engineering. And what those things all have in common is that they tend to not exist in natural history museums. It's like a good way to get kicked out of the collection if you're somehow modified by a person. And I found that really interesting the closer I looked. And the closer I looked, the more it seemed necessary. There ought to be a place for all that other stuff, where every vegetable and fruit and dog and racehorse has a place to be kind of considered on its own as something that's important in human culture.
Right, and let's back up a second there, because most people wouldn't necessarily consider dogs to be anything other than natural. But of course, all the breeds of dogs that we know were intentionally created by selective breeding.
Yeah. I mean, dogs are they all come from wolves, right? You know, the biggest dog you've seen, the smallest dog you've seen, all those differences are basically cultural differences. And it's also known now that they were the first species of any kind to be domesticated by humans, long before agriculture even.
Pretty much anything we eat is food that was selectively bred out of wild plants, right?
Yeah.
Or also you cite grafting, as is done with fruit trees, as a form of genetic modification.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything we eat has been modified by people over thousands of years to make it sweet, to make it savory, whatever it is that we like. They've been shaped by human culture.
And so in 12 years plus of exploring this concept of post-natural history, why do you think it is that museums sort of shy away from it?
It's a great question. Why is this stuff not in natural history museums? Somebody during my talk on Thursday said, who would pay to see a chicken? You know, I think part of it is that we expect it to be boring. What my job is to show you that it's extraordinary. You know, the longer you stare at it, the more there is to talk about.
You also say in the book, though, that you think looking at least some examples of post-natural history isn't necessarily boring so much as discomforting, that makes people feel uncomfortable to look at what we've done with the natural world and the organisms in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of a sense of disgust and guilt that can enter into the conversation. So when people come to the museum, the way I describe it is this balance between wonder and worry, you know? But when they look at the skeleton of a pug dog, the squashed little faces and they oink a little bit. Well, when you really stare at that, you can see we've bred them to not have a face anymore and they're having a hard time breathing, So little insights like that are unsettling.
Yeah. And you talk about in here modern genetic engineering, which is actually gene splicing, right? We're moving transgenic organisms. We're moving genes from jellyfish into tomatoes or whatever,
right?
Do you find people have similar reactions to that concept?
Historically, yes. I think when we first opened, there was this concept of the yuck factor that was talked about a lot, where people didn't want, genes from animals in their vegetables. Over time, that seems to be less of a concern. People are a little bit more concerned about animal welfare, this kind of thing. But we have a great example of what you're describing in our museum, which is this goat named Freckles, who makes spider silk in her milk. And she was given the genes from an orb spider. And this is a real thing. It's not science fiction. And that's one of the first things you'll meet when you come visit us.
And do people ask you how you feel about these things, especially the transgenics and stuff that they feel a little bit, worried about?
Everybody always wants to know what I think. And it's kind of my job to leave that negative space around whatever feelings you're having. I want you to find a conclusion on your own. The museum really provides an opportunity for you to think a little differently, to maybe change your mind. And that's all we do. We just want people to leave the museum with more questions than they arrived with.
That was art professor Rich Pell talking with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll about Pell's new book, This Is Not an Artifact. The Center for Postnatural History is located in Garfield.